Hello.
War Recovery Indians are on the air.
Check, check, two.
Check, check, 94.
Can't stop that.
That's a lot of things. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Still going to work, right, Spencer?
Port Recovery team. We'd like to first announce the starting lineup for Port Recovery.
Hey, and a very pleasant good afternoon, Indian fans, and welcome to Fort Recovery Radio and Fort Recovery Baseball. I'm Dave Kopp, along with Bob Stogler and Neil Spencer, and we're at Geiger Field in St. Mary's this evening to bring you the Fort Recovery Indians against the St. Mary Rough Riders. And Indians coming off a loss last night to the Anzonia Tigers, Bobby, and I'm sure it's one that they'd like to have back, but hats off and tip your caps to the Anzonia Tigers. They played well.
Yeah, they did, and we kind of laid an egg. But you know what? It's a new day, and we're playing the Rough Riders.
You can forget about
solid ball club by the Western Buckeye League. So let's go get them tonight.
You can forget about last night's game because we're getting the lineups out there on the field right now. So we're getting ready for the starting lineups here, and the national anthem. I'll go through that for you real quick. Adam Tobin for the Rough Riders will be at shortstop. He'll be batting first. Tanner Howe will be at third base, batting second. Dylan Troglin will be at right field, batting third. Logan Hale will be the DH, batting in the cleanup spot. Braden Sullivan will be at first base. Braden Troglin will be in center field. He'll be batting sixth.
And now
Drew Dammeyer will be behind the plate. He'll be batting seventh. Andrew Abraham will be at left field. And Ty Keel will be second base, batting in the nine hole.
Batting second tonight, playing third base, number 8, Tanner Howe.
For the Fort Recovery Indians, you can hear we're right beside the PA announcer.
Batting third tonight.
He's got it going on.
Right field,
for the Indians, it'll be Kobe Wundell leading off. And Landon Post batting second. Riley will be batting third, and he'll be out in center field. Brock Deuce will be at third, batting cleanup. Daniel Patch will be at first base, batting fifth. Derek Lochtefeld will be out in right field. He'll be batting sixth. Kendrick Wendell will be our DH this evening. He'll be DHing for Dylan Evers, who will be the starting pitcher. And Riggs Toby will be behind the plate. He'll be batting in the eight hole. And Troy Holman will be at shortstop this evening, and he will be batting in the ninth spot. We will be back after the national anthem and first pitch here at Geiger Field in St. Mary's.
Tonight, the catcher, number 14, Drew Dammeyer.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio at Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, Calvin, let's...
What do you want to do tonight? You want to mix something up?
No, I want us to play a little better. That's what I want.
Well, we just need to play with our little, you know, we after that game at Brazil's, man, I really thought we had some spring back in our step, and I felt confident with it because we had knocked off Arcanum, we had knocked off Brazil's, and then we just kind of, you know, didn't get it going again against New Bremen and Marion, and of course last night against the Tigers, and looks like we're going to shake things up a little bit with the lineup tonight and lead Kobe off one time and give Ryan a rest in a little bit maybe and let him get ready to go here for the tournament or something. I don't know what the game plan is, but bottom line is we're going to take Ryan out and move Kobe up a spot and bring Landon up. I got no troubles with that. Landon's been hitting the ball hard and solid and I just want to play good. I just want to play with energy, you know?
I think Jerry's thinking is that I know that he was down on Ryan for not sliding in that first inning last night. And I think that, that kind of set a precedent. Ryan is a great ball player. He's by far the best player on this team. And we need him. We need
his leadership.
We need him to be 100% into it. And if he's not, we're a ragbag team. Yeah. But when he is... connected, and when he's as good a player as in this league, and I think that he'll be in this game tonight. I think Jerry's tonight. Just trying to mix things up and get the guys.
Well, we certainly feed off his energy, and the whole team feeds off everybody else's energy, I see him down there right now. He's talking to the guys, and he's hopefully trying to get them jacked up, and we're ready for first pitch. So we'll see what the Indians can do tonight, and we'll go from there. So Kobe Wendell going to lead us off, and he's going to take the first pitch on the outside edge for a strike.
We're going to be getting updates from the girls' softball tournament sectional.
Absolutely.
Playing Ridgemont tonight at the Fort. The game is on Sports Stream 2 if you guys want to turn in on the internet and listen to that game.
There's a hard hit ball down the third baseline. Oh, great nice backhand play by the third baseman. He comes firing across the field. A little high for the first baseman. It goes over his head. And that's going to be a first leadoff base hit. Great backhand by that third baseman. I mean about a foot and a half off the line.
Second baseman, Landon Post.
Came up firing and just a little high. And he had
his base hit in there or air? Base hit. I think so, too.
Yep.
I think a good throw might have got him, but...
It was right there. Yeah. It was right there. A couple great guys here beside us doing the PA and the music, and I'm sure we'll be razzing them before this game is over, and they'll be razzing us.
Well, they're not very pretty, no matter how you look at it. They're just,
well,
we're definitely the better...
Ooh, that one comes in, hits Landon right there.
Might have been
a
nut shot.
Yeah, that, well, I don't know about that, but it came in about that height. I will give you that. So, first pitch comes in on Landon Post. Landon Post says, you know what, I'm pretty happy in that 7-hole where I was at last night. But that's going to bring our center fielder to the plate, our senior, Riley Will.
Neil's over to concession stand getting a snow cone.
Spencey is over there. He treats us well, you know that?
Yes, he does. Better than we deserve. He says Junior Wellman.
Ooh. It could have been Junior Wellman. Junior, it could be right. Long discussion on the way over here to St. Mary's. Couple fist fights and trying to figure out one of our old teachers' husband's name. Junior Wellman is exactly right. Yeah,
Dolores Wellman was our teacher.
There's a nice bunt laid right down inside the dirt. Riley goes down to first, and absolutely perfect.
That was a great bunt.
Perfect bunt. Nice sacrifice by Riley Will. Moves our first two guys over to second and third. So Kobe down to third, Landon posted second. One away here. I mean to tell you, he deadened that ball right there in the dirt. And nice play by the catcher to come up, fire down to the first baseman for the first out of the game. And that's going to bring our cleanup hitter, Brock Deuce, to the plate.
Looks like the infield's going to play back. They're going to give up the run on a ball hit up the middle.
First pitch right down Broadway for a strike, Bobby. And Brock Deuce been hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
Been hitting the ball solid, I hope he keeps it going. Old Bruiser stepping in there. Hits a hard chopper over to third baseman. Third baseman comes off his gloves. Kobe comes in hot. Head first dive into home plate. And there we go, folks. Indians pick up the first run of the game. And that will go down as an E5.
Now batting the first.
And Brock Deuce will reach first base.
I think that third baseman makes that play 9 out of 10 times.
He was coming home.
Yeah.
He was coming home. It was a high chopper down to him and kind of came up to him quick, and he was getting the ball out of his glove.
Yeah, the transfer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll take her any way we can get her.
Absolutely. Indians need a win, no doubt about it. And that's going to bring Daniel Patch to the plate. Patchy hitting the ball hard. Last night he hit the ball and just right at him. You know, it's one of those kind of things, and eventually they're going to fall. Indians first and third here. Bruiser at first. Landon Post over at third. Derek Lochtefeld on deck here for the Indians, and the Indians up 1-0 here in the top of the first.
Boy, the field looks nice, don't it?
Yes, sir. I like that dirt. Kind of a red-looking dirt out there in the infield.
Ta-da!
Leader of the pack coming back in there. Bringing me an Aquafina. Runner goes down to second. So Ducey down to second now. Couple ducks on the pond here, and we'll see what Mr. Daniel Patch can do.
Come on, Patchy, drive him in here.
Absolutely. Here comes the pitch. That's outside and low. 1-1. To the big sophomore, number 66, Daniel Patch. Number 5, Derek Lochtefeld on deck. That one's a little outside. 2. Infield now playing in, Bobby. They're coming in on the pitch. Watch them. Playing about 2 steps in the dirt, and then as soon as he delivers, at least on the last pitch, they come charging in. That one's inside, 3. 3-1 now to Patchy. 1 run across the plate here in the top of the first. Geiger Stadium in St. Mary's. Beautiful ballpark. Comes the hitter's pitch. He swings at it. Hits it right over to the second baseman. Second baseman comes home. And he throws Landon Post out at home. So a nice play by the second baseman. Cuts off Landon Post at home.
For the second out of the inning.
He'll go down 4-2 in the old book. Out number 2. And that's going to bring Derek Lochtefeld to the place. So Patchy reaches on a fielder's choice. He's down at first. Brock Deuce moves over to third on the throw home. And the senior, Derek Lochtefeld, steps to the plate. Derek, the starting pitcher for the Indians last night, takes the first cut, pops it a mile high. Third baseman looks like he's got a play on his shortstop.
Shortstop's
coming over, too. And the shortstop makes the call. And he'll do the last out of the inning. But in the inning, Indians pick up 1 run on 1 hit. And we'll move to the bottom of the first. Indians up by 1.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the first inning. Dylan Evers taking over here on the mound for the Indians tonight. Coming off a stellar performance there at Brazil's, and I hope he can carry that over into tonight's game. And he's going to face Adam Tobin, Tanner Howe, and Dylan Troglin.
Number 27, senior Adam Tobin.
What did we say the record was there, fellas? What's
right,
there?
Right in front of you there, copy.
Right, 9-11. 9-11. Rough Riders, 9-11. First pitch high and tight, ball one. First pitch a little low. Digger made the comment on Saturday. He was really impressed with the way Riggs likes to, you know, hold that strike right there and try to get that call. He does a nice job of it. That one's fouled out of play.
Digger's an idiot.
He's probably listening to you.
That doesn't mean he's always wrong.
He's right about that. We got the MAC track meet, folks, over at the Fort, and we're getting results as they come in. So good luck to the Fort Recovery Tracksters as the MAC meet is held at the Fort Barenberge Park.
Big night for track.
Yeah, absolutely.
That one's inside, ball four.
Didn't miss by much.
First runner on. Free pass down to first base.
Number 8, third baseman, Tanner Howe.
So Tanner Howe going to come to the plate with Dylan Troglin on deck. First runner on, and not the way we want to start the game, giving them free passes, but let's roll two here and get out of this mess. Nice bunt right there. Dylan comes up with it, looks to second, fires to first. Nice sacrifice bunt by Tanner Howe, doing exactly what the Indians did. Get him on, get him over, get him in.
Howe laid down nicely.
Great sacrifice.
Number 12, right fielder, senior Dylan Troglin.
So Dylan Troglin coming in now.
That speaker is the size of your hat. And it's the loudest speaker I've ever heard.
Yeah.
The damnedest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That's what I said. It's much better than
what we're doing. And the guys in here paid for that themselves. Yeah. They didn't just go borrow.
I was in the dirt. Nice job by Riggs Toby.
They got that out of Buckshot's garage.
Might have.
Buckshot's got 48 of those.
Buckshot's might not be that new.
Buckshot.
I'll buy anything.
He was a
1-0 lined right up
genius.
The top. Troy comes across the bag, fires over to first base. Nice scoop by Daniel Patchett first. Out number two. Nice play by Troy Homan.
With two down, that'll bring up number 18, the DH, Logan Hale.
So Logan Hale's going to step to the plate now with a runner at third base. Tying run out there,
he's
90 feet away.
He pulled his foot there.
Checking to see if Daniel pulled his foot?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't think he did.
Now you're going to talk it over.
I think he's going to remain on the bench.
Yep.
Good season tonight again, boys.
I made some popcorn at home last night. First time in months.
That was good?
Yeah.
Me and Bobby kind of sore.
Jiffy Pop?
No.
That was going to get through Riggs. Quick throw back home, and the runner's going to score.
About that, wheels on number 27. 1-1 game.
So Adam Tobin comes in on a pass ball. Riggsy would have had that one, I'm telling you, folks. Rick. That's the one that doesn't get through him very often.
That's a hit the dirt, doesn't it?
It got in the dirt, but it went right through his legs. He just didn't get his glove down in time, and I guarantee you, you know.
That'd be a wild pitch.
Curveball right there just misses. Man, that was a good pitch. 1-1 ball game here, bottom of the first inning. Indians picked up one in the top of the first. There's a strike right there down Broadway. Two balls and a strike, two outs here. Indians looking to ride the big arm of Dillon. Here's a ground ball over to Troy Holman at short.
Whoa!
Troy throws that one about 10 feet too high.
Launched
and that's
it.
Over Daniel Fatch's head, so that's going to be an E6.
With Hale at first base, that's going to bring up the first baseman.
That even Zeal airs up for the ball game. Each team has an air now. And Braden Sullivan, the first baseman, steps in. Southpaw, number 17.
Troy did everything but make the toss.
Yep. A good scoop. Crow hop.
Got in front of it.
Fired him too high.
Threw it to New Bremen.
He's got a big target. He's got a big target down there.
But he'd have been 12 feet tall to get that one.
Kareem Abdul wouldn't have got that one. Nice pitch right there. Yeah. One ball, one strike now. To the five-hole hitter, Braden Sullivan. Normally, the wind would be blowing out of this park like crazy, and it's blowing in from left field. North wind tonight, boys. Northeast, would you give it?
Northwest, I would say.
Northwest, maybe? Here comes the pitch. That's outside. Bobby and I are looking to do a little B-Dub-3 action here after this ball game. Don't tell me you don't have time.
Pretty busy.
Here comes the pitch. Ooh, just a little elevated. Junior Wellman. That's exactly right. But I guarantee you his birth name was not Junior.
No.
That one swung on and fouled.
We could get a foul ball here.
Yeah.
Huh?
Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, we could get one here. You guys ever have a ball come in the press box here? Yeah. Oh, yeah. A couple close ones last night, he said, Bobby. We fight over them, by the way. We don't give them back. Souvenirs for us. There's a hard hit ground ball right back to Dillon. Dillon, nice job with the glove. Scoops it up, flips over to Daniel, and that's going to do it for the St. Mary's half of the first inning. We'll go to the top of the second. All knotted at one.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Miracle Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Kenny Canote has the longest commercials we've got.
Kenny Canote is a champion.
Is he paying too much? How much are you making him pay?
They're 30 seconds long, just like everybody else.
No. Is that right?
Yes. He just happens to catch them when the umpire starts
you're getting hosed.
The game.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to start doing a little timing there, Big Neil.
Yeah.
30 Neil. Seconds. Neil. Kenny talked for 4 minutes right there. Here we go. Top of the second inning. Kendrick Wendell going to step into the plate here for The Indians tonight as a DH.
I drove by Hall Bros. They have no tractors.
Yeah.
Damnedest thing I've ever seen. Yeah, there's no equipment.
I've talked to them several months ago. They own them, and they're sitting at the dock, and they can't get them unloaded.
Oh, damnest thing ever.
Kubota.
Swinging a miss. Got him right there. Kendrick goes down swinging on a curveball.
What?
Kane with the strikeout.
That's what he said. He said they can, if they want to go look at the containers, they can, but they can't get them unloaded. The container there, he said, he said there's boatloads of Kubotas sitting at the dock in Baltimore, and they can't get them. I think he said Baltimore.
Ain't that something?
1 year ago, day gas, a gallon of gasoline was $1.14.
I better flip the book over because I just gave Braden Trogan a strikeout. Kendrick
Wendell strikes. He ain't the best in the business for nothing.
He's the best we have, though, Bob.
That one's hit hard out towards right center. Tough play for the center fielder. Coming over, makes a nice running play.
Nice run by Braden Trogan. Two down in the inning. That'll bring up.
He don't know that he struck out, does he?
Troy Coleman.
Yeah, folks.
Thank God nobody's listening.
You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for, folks. Troy Coleman steps up. Number 908 or our shortstop.
Let's go, Troy.
Two up, two down so far here in the second. Ooh.
Jeez.
Ben Malk with a...
Neil, if I turn all these dials one way, what happens?
If you turn the right one, it'll work really well. It'll turn your microphone off.
That one's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Two away here, top of the second inning.
Want to do roulette and see which one it is?
Hopefully I get yours.
Oh.
One that shoots an electric wave right through your earlobes.
Nice pitch right there. Two balls and a strike now to Troy. We roll the top back to Kobe if Troy can get on here.
We just need another 10 degrees, boys.
Yep.
Can't get her. That one's outside. Oh, I thought that was ball three, but obviously ball four.
With two down, that'll bring
you... Unless they have different rules here in St. Mary's, they probably need to go by the four-ball rule.
Yeah, probably.
First walk given up by the Rough Riders. And that's gonna roll the top back to number seven. Kobe Wendell. Base hit, first time up. Troy Boy leaning over there at first, getting a big old lead, and he was back in there by a fingernail.
If he gave blood today, he can't see nothing.
If he was probably saying, you're good, you're good,
yep.
You're good.
Bigger lead.
Bigger. Get your lead. Troy getting out there. There he goes. He's taking off. Here comes the throw down to second. It's on the money. Troy head first slide, and he's in there. So now we got a runner, the go-ahead run. 180 feet away, and Troy Homan, base hit here by Kobe Wendell, and it's probably going to get old Coach Kalp's arm, the old windmill going here, if he can get her out in the grass. Here comes the pitch. Hits the black on the inside edge. No balls, two strikes. How about the old Red Leggers putting some numbers up last night, partner?
Yeah, I'm glad to see that. Glad to see that. You know they're not going to score tonight.
No chance.
One to nothing.
Ooh, absolutely ripped that baby foul down towards the left field line. He turned on that baby. Landon Post on deck for the Indians. 1-1 ball game, top of the second inning. Here comes the pitch. That was reached out and popped up. Right to the pitcher. Pitcher got a call for it, and he's going to make the play for out number three. In the inning, we get one run on. We're going to get a runner on. Nothing to show for it. We'll go to the bottom of the second. 1-1 ball game.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the second inning. Braden Troglin, the batter.
This guy already struck out.
Struck out in the top of the second. Somebody didn't flip his book over. It's not the first time I've made that mistake, folks. I've won a whole inning until I realized that. That one fouled out of play. You don't fix the book until it actually happens. And right now, this could happen here. He's in the hole. No ball, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on in a rocket right at Troy Holman out at short. Sliced away from him.
Slicer.
He got her. So scratch out the old K swinging and put on there the L6 for out number one.
Drammeyer.
So Drew Drammeyer's coming up to the plate. His first at bat here. 1-1 ball game. Curveball from Dylan goes outside. 323 down the old right field line. Left field line, I believe, is the same. I can't really see it.
609.
343 really? In the power alleys.
Really got a hitter.
So if you moved the fences in like you talked last night, yeah. Where would you move them?
In. Close.
Closer to home plate?
Yep.
Wow. We're getting profound here.
People wonder why we fight.
Baseball's boring in high school. They got to bring the
that
fences
in. The dirt,
in.
Four straight balls from Dylan. So Neymar heads down to first.
That'll bring up another
second free pass given up by Dylan this evening.
Eighth man, Andrew Ibrahim.
So Andrew Ibrahim comes to the plate. Left fielder for the Rough Riders.
Shout out to the Lincoln View Lancers. Their girls team and their boys team both won their league yesterday. That's kind of a pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Looks like if we're going to make a run at anything, we might have to be going through those towns.
Yep.
On girls and boys.
Yeah, girls, definitely. Right. Boys, eventually.
That one swung on and knocked out a play over by the parking lot.
Yeah, if our girls win tonight, they'll play Lincoln View on Thursday. So,
any updates on the girls?
No updates.
We need Todd Homan to give
they
us
they hadn't
a
started
out.
Yet. At 10 after 5, they hadn't started yet.
Oh, okay. Long, long bus ride for
Ridgemont.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a long bus ride.
One ball, one strike here to Abraham. That swung on over to Troy Holman. It's short. Troy bobbles it. Comes up, fires over to Daniel Patch. Throws it wide again. That's going to let both runners advance. Troy bobbled it. He had to short out there at second and decided since he bobbled it, he'd go to first. And he
with
threw it
on second and third.
Way wide.
Tonight's second baseman, Ty Keel.
So Dan Meyer over to third.
No score, girls. No
Ibrahim
score after two.
To second. On an E6, second error of the game.
Troy's just got to turn that loose. He's guiding it.
He's really aiming that ball. He's nervous Nelly out there short. And Ty Keel comes to the plate, and he hits a bullet over to Brock. Brock looks the runner back at second, fires over to Daniel Patch, allows the run to score.
I thought he had a play at the plate.
Well, I'm
run scores for
I'm
the
second
Riders.
He could
have. Yeah. Number 27.
Dan Meyer comes home
senior
for
Adam Tobin.
The go-ahead run. Ibrahim heads over to third, and Keel goes down 5-3 in the book for out number two. So we roll the top back to Adam Tobin. Runner now at third. Dylan hits or knocks one right over Dylan's head over to Landon Post. Landon fires over to Daniel Patch.
That kid's fast.
Yes, he did. He got down the line in a hurry, but that'll go down as an out, 4-3.
It's the Riders 2. Fort Recovery 1.
We got two in the books. Indies now trail 2-1.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Who does the commercials for Cooper Farms? Or who is that?
Caitlin Langkamp.
Langkamp. She sounds really, really good. Here we go. Top of the third inning. Landon Post going to be the leadoff guy in this inning, followed by Riley Will and Brock Deuce. First three batters for the Tribe.
Who sings Jump?
Van Halen.
Very good. That's about your day, huh?
Oh, yeah. I jumped a lot.
Was you a jumper?
Oh, baby.
There's a
base knock by Landon Post.
Good job.
Second pitch, rocket right out to center field for the leadoff base hit.
Center fielder.
Second base hit for the Indians so far. And that's going to bring our three-hole hitter, Riley Will, to the plate. Riley had a great sacrifice his last time up. He bunted the ball right at 40 inches. Didn't make it out of the old batter circle. Quick throw over to first.
We keeping you up, Bob?
Yeah.
Sorry.
My partner's got himself a crazy sleep pattern.
Ain't good, is it?
No, it's a bad one. Here comes the pitch to the plate. Willie lays off of the bunt. Shows bunt, lays off.
I'm swinging away here.
Well, we need to get that run in, get it tied up.
Here comes the pitch. He shows bunt again. This time he bunts it down the third baseline, goes foul. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Runner at first. Indians trail 2-1. Guys, fishermen? Yeah, crappie's biting or not? Crappie's biting? Are they? Whoa, I'm getting the whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't talk fishing.
Don't get him started, he says.
There goes the runner.
Maybe we'll get a rain delay.
Riley tries to bunt it down the first baseline. It goes foul this time. So one ball, two strikes. I do have heard of brush pile fishing.
Yep. You've been on the show before. Yeah.
I don't believe that. For
this is a celebrity, boys.
I don't believe it, but I have heard of brush pile fishing. Swing and a miss. Got Riley.
With one down, that'll bring up the third baseman, number 6, Brock Deuce.
Out number one, and that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate. Deuce reached on an error by the third baseman last time up. So brush pile fishing, I have watched that on YouTube. I have watched it on... I saw it on TV one time.
Is it on broadcast TV?
Yeah, Fox Sports Time Ohio, Pursuit Channels.
Okay. Yep, I knew I had seen and heard that it was.
Make your own jigs and lures and make all your own jigs and stuff?
Nope, I got sponsors for all that
stuff. Dude's got sponsors right. for his own jigs.
How about that deal, Bubba?
In other words, I'm going to quick throw over to first. He's back in time.
So if you visit Cabela's or Bass Pro Shop,
yep, yep.
No charge for that commercial.
Shows Munt. There goes the runner. Posty going down to second, and he's going to be in there head first. Tough play at the second base. Good throw by the catcher, and Posty's down there now in scoring position. So Ducey now with a chance to drive in the tying run here. That's awesome.
So you're Russ Bailey?
That's
him. Well, I'll be damned. Get an autograph.
Yeah. No, don't
yeah.
stop.
Huh?
Stop.
This guy, he won't take him fishing. That's why he's mad.
That's right.
There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline, about 6 feet.
We went to Indian Lake one time. Me and him took our boys to Indian Lake. We had the brush pile boat, and this guy's like, hey, Rob Bailey, can I get my picture with you? That's all there.
Yep, that's it. Guy wanted a picture with Russ Bailey.
I'm done.
There is a base knock by Brock Deuce.
Nice.
Landon Post coming over to third. He's going to be held up by Jerry.
Oh, Landon, you got to see that.
Well, I think he hanged loose for the line drive and didn't know if that shortstop. He's right in front of the shortstop.
Nobody.
It's the only thing I'm thinking. First baseman, I mean, he took off and then he stopped match. Because of that.
Come on, Patchy.
I know. Second base hit of the inning goes to Brock Deuce. Some runners at first and third, and Daniel Patch comes to the plate. It was one of those things where he was dead meat if that kid could jump 10 feet and catch that ball. He was out at second. But he watched the line drive, and then he came over to third. I don't know. I don't think he's going to catch any. There goes the runner.
Wow.
Quick throw back to the pitcher who was thinking there was a different play going on.
Yep. Pitcher says, I'm okay.
We'll call that breadbasket.
Yep. Man, oh man, he came up fired and threw it 66 feet. There's a base hit right over the shortstop head. That's going to score one.
And it gets
it's going to bobble by the second or the center fielder, and that's going to score two. So a two RBI single for Daniel Patch. And the Indians retake the lead 3-2. Three hits out of four, folks. That's the way we want to do her.
Derek Lochtefeld.
So we're down at Bonita Springs, and we're eating chicken wings at this chicken wings place. And Mudboat says, that's Roland Martin. I said, well, who the hell's Roland Martin?
Roland Martin got his own sunglasses.
He says, you don't know Roland Martin. You know Mudboat.
Yeah.
Mudboat goes over there. They were best friends. They were hugging, high-fiving.
Yep, absolutely. I had a pair of Roland Martin's sunglasses when I had my fishing boat because I swore I could see in that water.
You thought you could see?
Yeah. He came out with the first polarized sunglasses, and I'm like, dude, I can see the fish in the water. This is unbelievable. There goes the runner. Daniel Patch taking off. Nice bunt right there. Going to be a tough play. Lochtefeld fell down to first, and he's out by a step. That
nice
was
play
a
by
great,
the
great play by St. Mary's Rough Riders to get Derek Lochtefeld on that out. But Daniel Patch moves over to second on a sacrifice.
That'll bring up the DH, number 20, Kendrick Wendell.
Yeah, we do this together, and I have to work away, so...
Sounds good to me.
So they're having a crappie-thon this year, right?
What's that?
They're having a...
Two weeks.
A couple weeks ago,
did you guys win?
There's a hard-hit ground ball over the third baseman. Tough hop right off the edge of the grass. Fires over to first. And for heaven's sakes, he got Kendrick Wendell at first base. Great recovery by the third baseman to make that throw.
Recovery three, the Riders.
But in the inning, we pick up two runs on three hits, and we'll go to the top of the fourth inning. Indians got the lead back 3-2.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor.
run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning. Indians need to drop an old goose egg on the Rough Riders here and hold on to that lead. Scored a couple here in the top half and took the lead back 3-2, and here we go.
Daniel Patch, huge hit.
Absolutely. There's a ground ball over
that
in the hole.
That was a nice piece of hitting there.
Absolutely. Went with the pitch. Tanner Howe with the leadoff base
Tanner
hit.
Tanner Howe with the leadoff single. That'll bring up number 12.
So the old Rough Riders ain't giving up here, and that's going to bring the number 3 hole hitter, Dylan Troglin, to the plate.
So I go to, me and my wife go to Bob Evans Saturday night. And Nicole Wright's mom and dad was in there. Remember Nicole Wright that played for New Knoxville, her mom and dad? She was real good, played with Sam.
Oh, got him. Got him. Great pickoff play right there.
I think
got him
I
leaning, and Dylan picks him off. Nice job, Dylan.
I remember Tyler Wright that played for the boys a little. Figure that probably.
Nicole's the name sounds really familiar, good. But I wouldn't know him, yeah. First how long ago? Like. Eschmeyer times?
No, after that.
Tyler Wright would have been 15 years ago, something like that.
That one swung on and found out of play by Dylan Troglin.
Played much in those years when they were state champs every time you turned around, back when Hegemeyer was there.
Big play by Dylan Evers. Good job, brother.
Man, I tell you what, he caught him off guard. He was dead meat, and he knew it, too.
Yeah. Where are you guys working at?
I poured concrete today over at Fort Recovery.
I seen them. They're still pouring when I picked you up.
We were just finishing up. Yep.
No, they were still pouring.
I don't think so.
Early.
Here comes the pitch a little high. Nope, we got done pouring about 1:30. So
where are we pouring?
Just pouring the sidewalks.
What's a yard of concrete cost right now?
$400,000. Rung him up on a great pitch. Breaking ball coming in there from Dylan. Gets a picks up, a strikeout look.
With two down, that'll bring up the DH, number 18, Logan Hale.
$100.
First K Burger's over that.
$115.
Ah, man, I got the letter early in. I think it was the end. There's a ground ball right up the middle. Tough play. Troy gets a cherry hop across the bag and fires over to Daniel Patch for an
out. How about that?
So 1-2-3 inning for Dylan, and we go through the bottom of the third. Indians lead 3-2.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, welcome back, folks. Top of the inning, number four. Indians go 8-9-1. Riggs, Toby,
leading off
Troy Homan, and back to the top with Kobe Wendell. Indians get two in their half of the third inning, and they take a 3-2 lead here. Indians 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Riders 2 runs, a hit, and 2 errors. Riggs flew out center field, first time up. There's a hard hit ground ball to third. Third baseman takes a hop, fires it across. One pitch, one out in the top of the fourth. 5-3 if you're scoring at home, and once again, if you are, you're a moron.
Shortstop.
Here's Troy.
Number 11, Troy Homan.
Troy walked first time up. Freshman Troy Homan. Indians girls softball team is tied up. Tournament play versus Ridgemont, no score. Top of the third inning. There's a swing and a miss from Troy. Indian baseball for Recovery Radio. We're glad to bring it to you. Indians trying to get it back together here. We're 6-14. We played a couple good games last week and then had a tough weekend. And now we're just trying to get her back on track before tournament. We have good enough pitching. We feel like we can beat anybody, but right now, we're just struggling. 0-2. That one's outside. To Troy. Kobe on deck, followed by Landon Post. Jerry Kalp over at third base. Harold Feely at first. That one's a little bit low. 2-2. We're going to be back on action Thursday. Thursday, we travel to Walpock. Neil's paying mileage for that trip. Paying mileage on that one, Spencey?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
0.8 cents per mile.
There's a ground ball shortstop. Good. Ooh, bad hop. Bad hop. What are you thinking, boys? E6.
Now batting the left fielder, Kobe Wendell.
So Troy's been on twice now. Here's Kobe. Kobe singled to lead off the game and then popped it up to the pitcher. Last time up, senior Kobe Wendell.
Yeah, that's routine
for Adam. Throw over, runner back. Kobe is the third of Doggy and Jody's kids playing baseball. All three of them have been very good baseball players. There's the one that gets past the first baseman, not far enough for Troy. I'm sure it's pretty bittersweet saying, seeing your final one go through, although their daughter is a heck of a softball player, and they're going to have a fun time watching her play sports next four years.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a grounder right past Jerry Kopp at third.
She's just a cute little elf.
And
she is probably the best athlete in the family.
Well,
she's pretty good. She's smart, I know that. And she's good at everything.
That ball's low. 1-1, one out. Landon Post on deck. The 1-1, curveball fouled right over our noggin. 1-2. KC Geiger Park. How many diamonds are here, boys? Oh, my God. That's what we got.
I think there's 10.
9 or 10.
I think I saw.
There's a miniature golf. That one's inside. Yeah. Runner goes, and there Troy's wheels ain't getting. Troy goes to second now with one out. Now a hit gives the Indians a little insurance. It is a beautiful facility here. They got 9 or 10 ball diamonds. They got a big old concession stand. They got miniature golf. They got her all here at the Geiger. That one plunked him on the old back. That one stung a little.
He's trying to get out of the way.
Kobe goes to first on a hit by pitch.
Second
now we got two
three,
on.
Landon Post.
Landon Post, who has been on twice. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. And then absolutely laced one to center field with a base hit. Indians with 4 hits hit some balls hard tonight. I'm sure Coach Kalp is going to be excited about that. Now let's get some guys on here. Come on, Landon. Stay hot, buddy. That ball is in the dirt. Nice stop by the catcher. Riley Will on deck, center fielder Riley. Bob Stogler, Dave Kalp, and the engineer and owner of Fort Recovery Radio, Neil Spencer, here. That one does get by, and the runners will advance. Look like a little mix-up there. I don't know.
Yeah, that was a lot higher and a completely different place than the catcher was expecting.
I think he was thinking maybe curveball.
Yep.
Ball sailed in. So now the Indians in business. Two runners on second and third. One out. Come on, Kobe. Infield is in. They're coming home with this one. Squeezes on, and it's fouled. Oh, you got to get that one down. That's an easy run, Landon. Two balls and a strike. That was a great call on the squeeze. Landon didn't get her down, fouled it. Come on, kid. Come on, kid. Kobe with a big lead down there. Ground ball, third, coming home. And they got him. Nice play by the third baseman. You don't get the bunt down.
How to Dan Meyer for the second out.
That just kills you, boys. Now there's two outs. Runners at first and third.
Now batting the center field.
Come on, Riley.
Number zero, Riley Will.
Fielder's choice for Landon. Here's Riley. Center fielder. Riley needs a base hit here. He's 0 for 2. Actually, he's 0 for 1. He sacrificed the first inning. Led to an Indian run. That one's in the dirt. Runner goes, and he will stand up in the second. Second and third now. Hit scores 2 with the wheels on the bases. Doozy on deck. That one's inside. 2-0. Whitney Rammel just got second place in the county MAC high jump. That's very impressive from that girl. She is some kind of athlete. We are going to have a lot of fun watching her compete in different sports next year, volleyball, basketball, and track. That one's in the dirt. Not far enough for Kobe. Good just hustle by Kobe. It's 3-1.
Listening to the girls' game. We scored 9 runs, but they haven't given the score here. We scored 9 runs. I think it was 3-3 maybe, and so maybe they'll give that to us in a minute here. But
come on, Keith. Come on, Riley. The 3-1. That one's ball 4. Now they're loaded. Here's Brock, the hottest hitter on this lineup.
Yep.
Now you're going to have some activity over in the set. Time is called. Coach is going out to talk to his pitcher. Got some activity going on out there in the Rough Rider bullpen. Spencey, you want to take a break?
Yeah, we can take a break.
Let's take a break. Let's pay some bills. We'll be back. Indian baseball. Indians had 3-2. Top of 4.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here. Indians with the bases loaded. Brock Dews the plate. 2 outs. That's a strike. 1-1. Third baseman Brock Dews. Freshmen are playing right now. They're playing at St. Henry, and it's 5-3 after 1 freshman game. 5-3 after 1. Appreciate you giving me the scores. That one's in the dirt. A wild one. Kobe's going to score easy. The runners advance. Indians will take them any way they get them, and jump out to a 4-2 lead.
That one hit, and then it bounced up so high, it hit about 15 feet high on the backstop screen.
Yep. So now we got him at second and third, a run in. Two balls and a strike. Brock Dews waves that bat around. He would like to get a hit to add on to this lead, and that's a slow roller down to Coach Cal. 2-2.
I think I could have played that.
No, you would have bobbled
it. It was stopped when it got to him. Well, I'd probably leaned over.
You threw your back out.
I'd probably leaned over and then tumbled over on my head.
Yeah. 2-2.
Inadvertent.
Come on, Doozy.
Flop.
Curveball squibbed. Nice play by the pitcher. Throws it over to first and gets it. In the inning, though, the Indians get that add-on. They get a run on, I ain't got no hits. And after 3.5, your Indians lead 4-2.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the fourth inning, and Indians leading 4-2. Hey, the girls get nine runs.
For the Riders.
Nine runs first in the bottom of the third, and they now lead 9-0 in the top of the fourth against Ridgemont.
Good job, girls.
So good job, Brian Tenn and the ladies. Trying to advance to the tournament to take on the Crestview Knights. Or would they play Lincoln View? Who's the girls play if they win?
Lincoln View.
Lincoln View, yeah, okay.
In there somewhere.
Yeah. Swing and a miss. 1-1. 0-2. 0-2. All right. Braden Sullivan, first baseman, left-handed hitter. Waves that bat around, and that's high. Dylan Evers has pitched well for the Indians. He's gave up a couple runs, but only a hit. A couple errors behind him hasn't helped. 1-2 to Sullivan. Laced foul. There's a fly ball deep right field. Going, and he makes the catch. Nice job. Who we got out there in right field?
That's Derek, isn't it?
Is that Derek? Good job, Derek. Ball was hit hard.
Center fielder.
But it's cold 15, and the ball is
Brandon
not carrying. Here's Troglin. He lined out to Troy, first time up, left-handed hitter.
You know, I butchered last night's sports stumper.
Yep, you got to hope you got something better tonight.
Last night's.
That's fouled out of play.
Last night's was a complete train derailment.
Well, you just didn't add all. You just didn't complete it.
Didn't read it all.
Yeah.
Had a good one. Yep. Didn't read it all. But tonight.
Ooh, I like it.
Everybody remembers Catfish just Hunter. Missing.
Oh, Jim Catfish Hunter.
Yep. Catfish Hunter pitched for the Yankees.
Yeah.
In 1975,
okay.
Catfish Hunter pitched quite a few complete games. And now here's your answers.
Okay.
How many complete games did Catfish Hunter pitch in 1975? A, 12.
12, that's a nice number.
B, 18.
18 complete at fouled back.
Or C, 30.
Well, 30 is
Denny McClain
crazy.
Had 30 wins 1 year.
Yeah, 1968.
Which was incredible.
2-2. Got him on the corner. Nice pitch, Dylan Evers. Dylan's got his stride going right now, folks.
Yes, he does. He's back in that groove.
Here's Drammeyer.
At your number 14, Drew Drammeyer.
So the Drammeyer, let's see. There was a Drammeyer that was a, let's see. I think a Stommen lady married a Drammeyer from over here.
Yeah.
She's a volleyball coach.
Yeah.
Wonder if that's any relation there.
Maybe.
I'm right, isn't it? Carolyn?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Pitch is low for a ball. There's a base hit left field. Nice job by Mr. Drammeyer. He's been on twice now.
Single by Drammeyer is going to bring up number 7, the left fielder, Andrew Ibrahim.
Here's Andrew Ibrahim. Andrew reached on an air, the left fielder. Indian softball with a big lead. Calpe with a crazy stat about Jim Catfish Hunter. I think that 30 is high, and I think 12 is low. So, and you said how many? What was it, 18?
12, 18, or 30.
I'm going to go with the 18. I'm going to go 18. I think he won about 27 games that year, maybe 25. And my guess is 18 from the Catfish Hunter.
Jim Catfish Hunter.
Jim Catfish Hunter was also in Oakland A.
Going to move and relocate.
Yeah. Well, they're not. That Major League Baseball said they're trying to get him to build a new baseball park. That's it.
Mm.
They ain't going anywhere. That throw over and run her back? No. Everybody will leave California. Yeah, I'm just leaving.
I'm going to read this to you now.
Okay, here we go.
As soon as this pitch is over.
That ball is a little tall. Pretty good pitch by Mr. Evers.
It says here, Catfish Hunter threw 30 complete 30. Games. With the New York Yankees in 1975. The previous Bronx Bomber to reach that number was a guy by the name of Carl Mays in 1921.
Ron's dad.
No.
Ron Mays' dad,
yep.
Carl?
No.
1921, and no Yankee pitcher has even come close. Since.
Right now, if they would do that now, they would arrest the manager for ruining the kid's arm.
Yep.
Catfish through 30 liters.
That's high. Come on, Dylan. Come on, kid. 3-1 now.
It's really hard
two
to
outs.
Get a complete game. The pitchers, they just don't let them do it anymore.
No.
3-1. Of course, back then, they didn't have such thing as closers like they do now.
Yep.
Could you imagine? So if he threw a complete game, I wonder how many games he started.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got five guys, that's 150. If everybody started 30
that
games.
Ball's inside, ball four. So the Riders in business here, two on, two out.
Bringing up number 13, the second baseman.
Here's Tyler Keogh.
Ty Keogh.
If I was a reliever and when Catfish was pitching, I wouldn't even come to the game.
No, just stay home.
Stay home, watch it on TV.
We got a little bit of a change here. I think we're going to have a pinch runner here. Meeting with the home plate umpire. Ben Mock. Ben's been doing this for quite some time. I know he's done some state games. He's also did state football, I think, this year maybe. So, also did some basketball. Yeah, he did state basketball, too.
Wasn't there a, what was the basketball player last name Mock?
Trey Leatherman.
Well, the Mocks were Kenton, you know. They're good quarterbacks. Ben Mock and Matty Mock.
Matty Mock. That's who I was thinking of. Yep. There you go.
All right, runner, I don't know who's the new runner out there.
Trey Leatherman.
Takes over, pinch runs out in second. Here's Keel. That ball strike at the knees. Good pitch, Dylan Evers. Indians trying to get out of here, preserving that 2-run lead against the Rough Riders. Dillon looks that runner back at second in the 0-1. Just misses inside. Good pitch. Dillon coming off a game, and Calpe talked about earlier, a two-hit shutout against the Tigers last week on Thursday.
And he was stellar.
Yeah, he was. I think it was last Tuesday now, I think about it. Ooh. That one's inside. Two balls and a strike. Two balls and a strike, two outs, and the pitch. Grounded right back to Dillon. Nice job, big fella. He's going to take it one unassisted. In the inning, no runs, a hit.
Score remains
two left after four. Indians lead it 4-2.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the
technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, we can take care of that.
Yep.
Top of the fifth inning. Big number 66, Daniel Patch, going to lead off for the Indians. They're up 4-2. They picked up a run in the top of the first, and then we picked up two in the third and one. Top of the fourth for the Rough Riders. They picked up one in the first and one in the second, and that's your score, 4-2. Catfish Hunter, Bobby, think about that. Now, let's think about that. He threw 30 complete games. Man, he about had to complete every game he started.
Well, you figure there's four starters back then.
Probably
so he had to have 40, 40-some starts. He completed three-fourths of starts.
Good Lord have mercy.
And Catfish threw hard, too. Catfish wasn't – he didn't Randy Jones it up there. Patchy with a huge hit last time.
Yeah, Patchy been hitting the ball. That one's inside to him, first pitched ball. Inside edge of the plate. So I also talked to, you're going to get a chuckle out of this one.
Okay.
Kevin, Will, and Hardy today at lunch. And you brought up last night that the clock was reset to zeros.
Yep.
That was those two boys.
It
wasn't Isaac.
Isaac told me he did it.
Who did it?
There's a weak ground ball over to the third baseman. Tough play, and it's foul.
Isaac told me he did it.
Isaac did tell you he did it?
Yep.
So he can redo it. He can reset it now. They got it figured out. Anyhow, they're still trying to figure out how they can get it to wind up and keep track of the minutes. But for some reason, the way they had to turn it on and off, I guess they had to go out to the scoreboard. So now they got it figured out where they can just do it with a breaker, and they're getting it figured out. But Kevin said the same thing. Here's a nice pitch right there for a strike down Broadway. Kevin said the same thing. He said 12 forever. He said, as long as I've been here. He said, I couldn't take it anymore. So he worked on it, finally got it reset to zero, and he said, you do have to reset it to zero. So Isaac can do that. There's a ground ball up the middle and right past the shortstop's hand. So Patchy having a good night here at the plate. Back-to-back base hits.
Right fielder, Derek Lochtefeld.
Lead-off base hit for the Indians, and that's going to bring our right fielder, Derek Lochtefeld, to the plate. Derek had a sacrifice his last time up, 0-for-1. He popped up. Third baseman, first time up, takes first pitch strike. Derek, a little tear in the old trousers. Here's the 0-1. Great bunt right down the first baseline. First baseman has no chance but to pick it up and tag Derek as he comes down. Great sacrifice bunt.
With one down, that'll bring up the DH.
Back-to-back great sacrifices. Nice job by Derek. It's going to bring our DH, Kendrick Wendell, to the plate. Kendrick struck out swinging his first time up and grounded out to the third baseman his last time up. Kendrick's waiting for the pitch. Here it comes. Swinging a miss. Got him on a curveball. Brush prowl fishing. Can't wait to do that trip.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, I don't like snakes, boys. Mayor does not like steaks. Snakes. Steaks, on the other hand, is one of my favorites. There's a ground ball off Kendrick's foot. Pitcher gets in front of him here. No balls, two strikes.
So where's the better fish net, Lake Laramie or Lake Grand Lake?
Right now, St. Mary's is tough to beat.
Is it really? It's on a roll? Yeah.
Indian Lake.
Is it? For Saw Guy or what? Yeah.
Here comes the 0-2. Kendrick chases after a curveball, gets away from the pitcher.
Whoa!
Ooh. Catcher comes up, fires down to first base for out number two.
With two down, that'll bring up number 12, the catcher, Riggs Toby.
So Riggs is going to come to the plate. He's 0 for 2 in the ball game. He flew out to center fielder, and then he hit a nice ball over to the third baseman. Nice play last inning. So Patsy's still down there. Riggs takes a nice cut, pops it up, and out of play.
We went down. We go down to Fort Myers and the Bonita and fish the backwaters for sheephead. But they're good eating. Awesome.
Peacock bass. Ever heard of that one?
I shark fish in Fort Myers Beach off the beach.
Really?
Back to baseball, boys. Quit the fishing stories.
Nobody's listening.
It's because you're talking about fishing.
Patsy out at second. 4-2 ball game.
They weren't listening way before that.
Top the fifth inning.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
That was going to squirt away from the catcher, and Patsy's going to head down to third. So now, little cushion run down there 90 feet away. Let's see if Riggsy can drive him in.
Who you got on tomorrow night, Neil? Insight.
My insight is going to be Tony Stahl talking about graduation and school stuff and possibly and probably Larry Brown also.
Gavin.
Who you having?
We got nothing.
Oh, that one comes inside.
Seniors?
Riggsy gets out of the way just in time. Two balls and a strike to him. Two outs. Patsy down at third. Indians up by a pair, 4-2. Swing and a miss right there. Got him on that curveball. Kid's got a great breaking ball. Koenig boy.
Gavin Toby of eighth place in the high jump. That'll give him a point. I think that's how that works.
Wonder how I jumped. Swing and a miss. Got him right there on another breaking ball. Indians go down. They get a base hit. Nothing to show for it.
Remains 4-2.
And we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Indians 4. Rough Riders 2.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Yeah. Van Hagar. All right, we're back here. Top of the bottom of the inning number 5, Calpe, and Dylan Evers pitch well.
Yeah, Dylan's still on a roll here. And Indians defense need to just keep backing him up like they're doing, and he'll try to sneak through here. I'm sure Jerry wants to ride him all the way through.
Amen, brother.
I'm sure he does. So we go roll back to the top here. Adam Tobin going to be the leadoff guy here for the Rough Riders, followed by Tanner Howe and Dylan Troglin. Indians up by a pair. Dylan deals, and the first one is popped up. They got a huge sideline. Patchy going over, chasing it, and falls in front of him. Nice hustle by Daniel Patch. Mega room down the sidelines.
Here comes the
flyby. Got some honkers. Hey, we had geese in the press box last night. Didn't do me any favors.
I was a little gassy.
Yes, you were, my friend. Saved us about $100 with the Orkin guy last night. Took care of everything in about a 40-foot radius.
Thank God that was last night.
Thank God it was last night. That's exactly right. Curveball is hit out towards center field. Riley Will planning perfectly out there. One up, one down.
With one down, that'll bring up the third baseman, number 8, Tanner Howell.
So the number 2 hole hitter, Tanner Howell, steps to the plate. Tanner is 1-for-1. He had a sacrifice first time up and base hit. It's last time up. First pitch swung on and fouled out of play. It looks like we got a young man in there, the white bin. Getting some stretching done. He might be our backup pitcher here tonight. I didn't know why it was on in the dugout tonight. Not that we need him at this point. Dylan's still rolling right along here. There's a weak ground ball fouled down the third base line.
Indians now ahead 11-2 after 5. Girls softball, so they're looking
do
to
they
advance.
Have the 10-run rule in tournament? Probably do.
Yeah, they just made their third out in the bottom of the fifth, so it is 11-2 going to the top of the sixth.
Are you listening to Sports
Talk? Yes, got here.
Yes. Ridgemont has the top of their order coming up.
Here comes the 0-2. Curveball just gets the bottom edge of the bat there to stay alive. Geiger Field here in St. Maurice. My mom always said St. Maurice. Curveball just gets a piece of it again. He ain't afraid to throw him that Uncle Charlie.
No.
He's going to see another one here, too. My Uncle Donnie Bax and Aunt Frieda live right around the curve out there to the right.
Big Donnie?
Donnie, yeah. That one's fouled. Back to the screen. Uncle Donnie was a big fisherman. Uncle Donnie took me to Rice Lake when I was in junior high, one of my favorite trips of all time. Up there for 2 weeks.
Is that Canada?
Yeah.
Is that where Knee Camp, those guys go regularly?
They used to. They don't go there anymore.
I don't know. Oh. Yeah. 0-2 coming again. There's a ground ball right back to Dylan. Dylan taking care of things himself over to Patsy for out number 2.
With 2 down. That'll bring up right fielder number 12, Dylan Troglin.
So Dylan Troglin steps to the plate. Dylan 0-for-2 so far. Ground ball to the shortstop. And struck out looking last time up. Dylan cruising along here. Dylan Evers, that is. Bottom of the fifth inning. Only giving up 2 hits so far. Man, he's got that pitch working right now, Bobby. Quickly gets ahead. No balls and a strike. Here comes the second pitch. Curveball again, man. I'm telling you.
Good one,
he has that baby going good right now. That batter's like, I can't hit that, coach. Turn around and look at him like, dude, I don't know what you want me to do with that, but I can't hit it. Here comes again. He does get a piece of that one, fouls it off. Man, he's got a great, great breaking ball working for him tonight. Number 28, the senior Dylan Evers. Here comes a pitch. Climbs the fence on him. That was a close one for us to come in here.
Just yeah, that one was a foot from coming right in here and hitting Neil right in the glasses.
That baby comes in and hits Spencer right in the nose.
Yep.
It hit me in the top of the head because I was looking down.
Oh, okay. That would have been the highlight of the year.
Not
that
for me.
That was in the dirt. Try to get him to chase one low. One ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Bottom of the fifth inning. Indians up 4-2 over the Rough Riders. Geiger Field here in St. Maurice. Local police taking a cruise around the old ball orchard. Got him to chase. Nice job by Riggs Toby. Climbed the ladder on him. Struck him out swinging. And we'll go to the top of the sixth. Indians lead 4-2.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout.
They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. New pitcher on the mound here for the Rough Riders. Logan Hale taking over. Joey Caldwell goes in behind the plate. And he's going to face 9-1-2, Troy Homan, Kobe Wendell, and Landon Post. First three batters here in the top of the sixth inning. Indians looking to throw a little cushion run in there, too. We're checking out, Bobby. Anything? Any updates? Any news?
Nope. Just
on the mound now for the Riders, number 18, Logan Hale.
Looking at some scores.
Will be number 11, the shortstop, Troy Homan.
So Troy Homan going to step to the plate. He reached his first time on a base on balls. And then reached on an error by the shortstop last time up. First pitch into him, taking for a strike right down Broadway. Chilly breeze coming in the old press box tonight out of the north. Second pitch hits the outside edge for a strike. Quickly ahead of him. No balls, two strikes. Can't catch a fish when the wind's out of the north, boys, I can tell you that.
Thought we weren't allowed to talk about fish. Got yelled at.
No, I can talk about it.
Oh, okay.
That one's way outside. One ball, two strikes.
Coldwater announces that Amy Meyer will be named the girls' new basketball coach. Amy used to coach at Cavs in 99 to 2003.
There's a hard ground ball right up the middle. Nice stab by the pitcher. And he tosses it over to first base. Nice play by Logan Hale. One up, one down. Yeah, I remember her playing.
Yeah, she was a really good player. It was Amy Seifring. Is that what it was? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. I remember she was really, really good back in those
took the girls
heydays.
To the regional finals in 2000?
Some great battles there between those girls and Lynn that time in the late 80s, early 90s there. So we roll back to the top to Kobe Wendell. Kobe steps in there. He was hit by a pitch his last time up. He's 1-for-2. That pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. Kobe's come in and scored twice so far this evening. Landon Post on deck here for the Indians.
Ain't warming up any, boys. There's a good curve. That's trouble.
That's going to be a tough one to play. Kobe hits one out there. Hit him where they ain't, Kobe. That a boy, my friend. Kobe knocks that baby out there over the second baseman's head. No chance anybody going to get to that. Kobe now goes 2-for-3. And he is down to first base. Boys in here saying the young catcher back here has got himself a rocket arm. So let's see what they do here. Joey Caldwell, a junior, catching right now. That pitch has swung on and fouled back over our heads. I'll tell you what, boys, I don't know if you guys noticed, and maybe not in the WBL, but this season, we have seen at least 5, if not 6, freshman catchers. A lot of freshman catchers we've seen this season so far. Yeah, it is. Well, the catcher for us tonight's freshman. Yeah, Riggs. Yeah, Riggs. Riggs is doing a nice job tonight. Here comes the 0-1. There's a rocket right up the middle. Nice job by Landon Post. Base knock. Go Jacoby heads on over to second base, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. Riley Will, so far, he had to sacrifice his first time up and struck out swinging his second time up and had a base on balls last time up.
Iowa announces that it will end its participation in the federal pandemic-related unemployment benefit program. Their unemployment is 3.7%. They have vaccines and anybody wants it, and they have more people unemployed, more jobs than people are unemployed.
More jobs available?
Yeah, than what people are employed. So basically what they're saying is get your asses to work.
I saw the number. They had an announcement today how many job openings there was, and it was a ridiculous amount across the nation, like 8-point-some-odd million jobs open or something, I think I heard. So with one out,
B&D
steps in there. B&D needs some boys, yeah. Oh, another guy's nice bunt right there.
Hit.
Oh, I might have hit him in
out.
The foot. Yeah.
Yep.
He came out of the batter's box, and that ball spun back and hit Riley in the foot, and he will be out, and the runners will have to come back. So he had a nice bunt on it that just spun back up and hit him in the foot, and he didn't even see the ball. So I don't know how to put that in my scorebook.
Rock dudes.
Bobby? How do I put that in the scorebook?
I would say some kind of an interference, batter interference, maybe.
How about out number two?
There you go. Perfect.
Put a little, put two or three initials on
couple scribbles.
If you're scoring at home.
Tell me what to do.
Throw it in the trash can.
There goes a runner down to third, and he is dead meat. So Kobe thought he had a good jump on him.
And Joey Caldwell.
Nice throw by Joey Caldwell down to third to get the runner, and that's going to do it for the Indians.
He made the guys up here look good, didn't he?
Yeah, they said he had a great arm, and he does. He had a cannon, and he threw that guy out at third. And we'll go to the bottom of the sixth. The Indians still clinging to a two-run lead.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Big Dylan Evers back out there on the mound. He looked as good as he's looked all game here the last inning. He went three up, three down, and we'll see what he can do this inning here against 4-5-6, Logan Hale, Braden Sullivan, and Braden Treglin. Ooh, that one's inside.
No, he absolutely
wasn't. Yeah, he was going to take a free pass there, hit by pitch, but it just missed him. One ball, one strike. That one swung on and popped up a mile high. Troy Holman going back. Looks like he's got a beat on it, and he makes the play. One up, one down.
With one down, that'll bring up the first baseman, number 17, Braden Sullivan.
So Braden Sullivan comes to the plate. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five in a row for Dylan Evers. Here comes the pitch. That's on the outside edge. Beautiful pitch. Unhittable for that hitter, and that's strike one.
Well, when you look at his success against Versailles was first ball strikes. He was ahead of every batter, and he's done the same thing here today.
I talked to Coach Kalp about that. I said the thing about him was, and we made the comment that night, he was never behind in the count. Quickly ahead, 0-2. Here comes the Uncle Charlie. Swings and misses. Chases one out of the strike zone. And two up, two down. Six in a row now for Dillon.
With two down, that'll bring up our center fielder, number 15, Braden Troglin.
Strikeout number four for Dillon, and Braden Troglin kind of come to the plate. Indians looking to ride Mr. Evers all the way to a victory here tonight.
Ride, Captain, ride upon your mystery
ship. Man, I tell you what, he's hitting his, he is hitting his spots.
There we go. Yeah.
There's a hard hit ball over to Landon Post. Landon comes up with it, fires over to Daniel Patch. And three up, three down again for Dillon Evers. Hats off to Dillon. And we'll go to the top of the seventh. Indians need a couple runs here to get a cushion. We'll be back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
All right, here we go. Bruiser Deuce back up to the plate. He was at the plate the last time, last inning, when Toby got thrown out at third. So he restarts the inning back at the plate, takes first pitch ball in the dirt. Daniel Patch on deck with Derek Lochtefeld. Due up third in the inning.
Freshmen now trail 8-7.
There's a hard hit ground ball over to the shortstop. Shortstop cleans it feet. Cleanly fields it and fires over to first base for out number one.
Open to Sully for the first out.
Lots of errors and lots of hits. 8-7 after two. That's going to be a long one.
Where are they at?
They're at home versus St. Henry, the freshman. I think that's their last game of the year.
Last game of the year.
We are back in action Thursday. The girls, if they win today, will go to Lincoln View.
I think they just won.
Today? Final?
And they will go to Lincoln View. Neil said they just won. So congratulations to the ladies advancing to the sectional final versus the Lancers. And the boys, we're going to travel to Walpole, Calpe.
On a road trip. Thursday night?
Yep. Friday, we're at home versus the Franklin Monroe Jets. Come to town. We're going to have that baby right here on Fort Recovery Radio. And Saturday, the girls softball. Boy, what a week that they've got. Tournament, and then chance to win the share of the match.
Chance of the, yeah, how about that? Patchy steps in there. Patchy 2-for-2 so far in this ball game. And he takes strike three looking. Nice pitch right there. Got him down at the knees. He's a big boy. He would have had to reach for that one. Two up, two down here in the seventh.
Number five.
Strikeout number five for the Rough Riders against the Indians, and that's going to bring Derek Lochtefeld to the plate. Derek so far is 0-for-1. He's had two sacrifices so far in this ball game.
Oh, no, this kid throws the ball good. Who's
yeah,
this?
Yeah, this young man is throwing it hard. That is Logan Hale.
Big Logan. He's got good mechanics.
Gets ahead of Derek. Swing and a miss right there. No balls, two strikes. Derek, a little late on that swing.
What's that? Really?
Pretty interesting. Jeez. That one climbs the ladder. Tried to get him to chase that baby at eye high. One ball, two strikes. Here comes to Derek. curveball a little bit low. 2-2 now, two outs. Deuces Wild on the scoreboard. Indians up 4-2.
Deuces Wild.
Here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Pulled the string off. Three up, three down for the Indians. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Indians need three outs to pick up this victory.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Mary Colleen's be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Mary Colleen's take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Mary Colleen's, 375-4274.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning. Big Dylan Evers back out there on the mound. He's my new catfish hunter.
Is he the catfish?
Jumps out in front of this batter. Or no, I take that back. One ball, one strike. To Drew Dammeyer.
Joey Caldwell.
That one's fouled back down to the screen. Joey Caldwell in for Drew Dammeyer. One ball, two strikes. Dylan going to throw him the Uncle Charlie. No, threw him a speeder right down the middle. He fouls it back over to the parking lot.
Indians get three hits from Callie Wendell, three hits from Brenna Homan, three hits from Jackie Homan. RBI's Maddie Guggenbiller with two. Pitching, Jackie goes the distance. And the Indians advance to the sectional final Thursday versus Lincoln View.
We had a halfway game against Lincoln View earlier in the year. Didn't they get us by one, maybe?
4-3. Yeah.
Yeah, it was 4-1. Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch in the dirt.
Good pitch.
Ball two. Catcher here for the Rough Riders at the plate. Swung on and hit out towards right field. Derek Lochtefeldt coming in. Makes a two-handed grab, and that's out number one.
With one down, that'll bring up senior number seven, Andrew Ibrahim.
Is this your last home game?
One next week.
Andrew Ibrahim coming to the plate. Andrew 0-for-1, reached on an error his first time up, walked his last time up. Dylan on a roll, folks. He's got 6, 7, 8 in a row right now. And that one's popped up over to Landon Post, make it 9 in a row. And we're down to one out.
With two down, that'll bring up the second baseman.
Man, I tell you what.
13, Ty Keel.
He just keeps getting better. So Ty Keel steps to the plate, the second baseman. He's 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. And Dylan is doing something different tonight, Bobby. You see how he stomps that front foot before he delivers?
Nope.
Watch this.
Ain't doing anything different.
He didn't do it on that one. He did the last pitch. Did you guys see him delay on that step? My partner looking straight down on his phone. He's just like my daughter. She ain't seen me in 2 years.
She's heard your voice.
Just bitching at her. That's about it. Here comes the 2-0. That one he takes a whack at, fouls it back to the screen.
She's probably studying on her phone.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Instead of the textbook, she's got it downloaded on their phone. She's reading. She's doing her homework.
Good try, Spencey. Oh, nice pitch right there on the black on the inside edge. 2 balls, 2 strikes down to their last strike.
I'm going to guess.
Base is clear. Indians up by 2.
Joelle's a nice pretty good picture. Student, right?
Yeah, she's AB on a roll. There's a great, this would be an unbelievable play by Brock Deuce. He fires over to Patchy.
Oh.
I tell you what, he grabbed that baby on the backhand right on the line, threw a one hopper over to Patchy, and I think he was safe.
Sure, but that's, 27, Adam Tobin.
That's a base hit. Hit number 3 for the Rough Riders. And we roll back to the top, tying run at the plate, Adam Tobin. Come on, Dylan. And there's a ground ball back over to the middle, over to Troy. Troy's going to step on the bag, nice and that's going to do it. So the Indians pick up a victory tonight. 4-2 over the St. Mary's Rough Riders, and we'll be back with a recap in just a bit.
For recovery on the remainder of your season.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can provide TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, to patients who have a medical condition that have caused the inability to absorb nutrients. Kalp Pharmacy TPN provides fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals through a vein in the body. So request Kalp Pharmacy to your medical team so we can collaborate and develop a personalized care plan. Learn more at kalptpn.com or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
I'll bring it in. All right, we're back here at St. Mary's. The Indians win it 4-2 on a complete game two-hitter by Dylan Evers. And you know, he threw a two-hitter his last time out against the Tigers.
I'm going to make you mad, but they actually had three. The second last guy had a base hit.
That's right.
But he had a two-hitter going into that.
But you know what, Calpy? That was one that we needed. That was one that Jerry said, I'm going to give it to my senior. I'm going to give it to my kid that's going to go out there and give me 110%. And
he got it.
He absolutely got it.
He got stronger as the game went on.
Yep, good defense, clutch hitting. Dan Patch with a huge 2 RBI single. And Calvin, that was a good one.
Yeah, it's fun to come over and watch us play and get a win. And you know, maybe we'll get on a little mini stretch here. For the Rough Riders, you know, they came into this game, what would we say they were, 9-11 or something?
Yep.
They fall to 9-12. They had 2 runs on 3 hits. They stranded 4. They struck out 4 times. They got a couple passes from Dylan, and they also committed 1 error. For the Indians, we score 4 runs on 7 hits. We strand 5. We struck out 6 times. We also got 2 free passes on walks, and we committed 2 errors, both of them by our freshman shortstop there, Troy Homan. Just had the jitters, threw a couple high passes over to Daniel Patch. Offensively, we were led by Kobe Wendell. He was 2-for-3. Batting second was Landon Post. He was also 2-for-3, and Daniel Patch was 2-for-3. There's 6 of the 7 hits, and the other one goes to Brock Deuce. Those are the 7 hits for the Fort Recovery Indians, and I tell you what, fun to see us win tonight, folks, and we got another one on Thursday night. Where did we say we was going? Wapak, right?
Wapakoneta.
Going to Wapakoneta here?
We could just get a hotel room here and
just
stay.
Just go down the road a little bit, and we'll go to Wapak. Well, I think we're going to have to go home, but it's okay. But nice win for the Indians. Congratulations to them. And best of luck to the St. Mary's Rough Riders the rest of the year. I'm sure they're getting ready for tournament action just like the Indians. And,
yep, and the girls are going to get to play. I think the final was 12-2. I don't know exactly the numbers, but
yeah, congratulations
we
to
won,
our
and we'll move on to play
Lady Indians
Thursday night at Lincoln View. When the boys are playing at Wapak, and then Friday night's Franklin Monroe. Saturday, they have a chance to, if they could beat Minster, this is the last MAC game for any of the girls. It's been out there for a week or so that the rest of it's been over.
We have to go to Minster for
that, right? Minster.
We have to go beat Minster at Minster.
And then we could be in, if we win that game, it's a three-way tie.
Well, hats off to the girls. They've had a heck of a season this year, and I hope that goes for a while yet. But I'll tell you what, for the Indians, nice 4-2 victory tonight over the Rough Riders, and it was a pleasure bringing it to you. We want to thank all our sponsors, and we want to thank Spencey for having this radio station for us. And for Dave Kaup, Bob Stogler, and Neil Spencer, we'll see you on Thursday night at Wapakoneta, 5 o'clock starting time. So long.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.